This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org. Intentionally recording a studio album with a live audience can be perilous. What if the audience doesn't respond? What if the performers aren't in sync musically that night? For Janae and Jay Thomason of Hot Sauce Universe, that's the point. They say years ago they made a pact to record all their albums live with no overdubs. When the husband-wife team won a free recording session at Rock Solid Studio in Dunlap, they invited fans to sit in on the making of their latest album, According to Lore. Ahead of the second annual post-Halloween bonus bash tomorrow night at Night Shop presented by Hot Sauce Universe, Janae says the idea for the live audience sparked after re-recording their recent song, Real Thang, for a video shoot.
And the energy just wasn't the same. Me and him in a room in the dark. Like, we tried to vibe it up as much as possible, but it's just not the same without the audience there for us to give to and then thusly receive back and sort of cultivate and cycle that energy around.
So did it do what you wanted it to do? I mean, as far as the vibe of the room?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what's crazy is we actually almost canceled at the last minute because it was a night of crazy storms that were happening. So we all had emergency signals coming to our phones saying that there's flash flood warnings, the tornado sirens went off, so on and so forth. And so
there was thunder and lightning.
So there was electricity in the air, and they made it even better.
Honestly,
and we had people traveling from like Champaign and Bloomington, and it was up in Dunlap.
So yeah.
Well, you mentioned Real Thing. You've already recorded that. You put it on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we love it.
Yeah, this is true for both of the tunes that we re-recorded, Real Thing and Back Off Dude. Mm-hmm. We feel like both of the tunes deserve really great representation for what the song is.
Well, you got what I want and what you need is me loving you so heavenly. But now we're living undeniably in love when the times are tough. We got gold means that we don't have to spend a lot. Don't need three cars and jet skis. Don't need big screens or streaming fees. Cause even on the streets it'd be you and me. Living life, we're living good. We don't need anything. What we've cultivated, this trust that it's us. No matter what strikes, what hits, we got this. And it'll be damn good, you see. Typical, putting on a show like life is grand, you know. We got the real thing, we got the real thing. Da 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 ba da ba doom da 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 ba da ba da.
It's an obvious love song between the two of you.
It's more than that as well.
Right. I mean, it's about life, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And making life the and most of where you're at, too. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like,
one of the lines is, you got to realize that what you energize, you materialize.
Goodness that is here, don't focus on the fear. You got to realize what you energize, you materialize. Yeah, that's the real thing. Yeah, that's the real thing.
This whole record was pretty intentional. We've never written like this before, but we...
What do you mean? Haven't written like what?
Well, frankly, we jam, man. So, like, Real Things started out sort of as, like, a spoken word sort of thing. I didn't have any melody to it. It was just rhythm and lyrics. And we were at one of our Sunday gigs at Tailgaters down in Leroy, and he played something, and I decided to sing what I had written for that over the top of it, and then we just jammed on it, and then eventually I wrote a second verse, and this is like over the course of a year or something. It's ridiculous. So eventually I wrote a second verse, and then the hook, the ba-da-da-da-ba-da-ba-do, that happened in the car on the way to the Redneck Wind Chime Festival in 2017.
I legit got the guitar out from the back seat, and like we played it at the show that we were driving to.
Yeah, we played it like that for the first time, and then it's been like that ever since.
Yeah, that's the real thing. Yeah, that's the real thing. Da da ba da ba doom da 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 ba da ba da da ba da ba doom da.
So I talked with Isaac Elker of Good Morning Bedlam just a few weeks ago, because they were in town playing Night Shop, and his wife is in the band, all right? Mm-hmm. And there's two other people in the band. He said, it's really cool to write a song with your wife because I can write something, say something, and then she can respond to what I have written, and it's a really neat dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You two write songs together,
mm-hmm.
but you're the vocalist and you're the guitarist, and I know you're playing rhythm as well, too. Mm-hmm. Are you guys improvising that way off of each other?
Oh, my gosh,
constantly.
Yes. And Darkest Days on the album, According to Lore, is actually like a great example of that.
It's purely raw. We wrote it in a night. I jotted things down as they came to me. We continued to play it for, I don't know, an hour or something, a half hour or something like that. Frankly, we both cried when we wrote it. And so there were like specific chunks that I knew I wanted to get in there. And then we specifically did not.
We didn't touch it.
We didn't touch it after that until we got to the recording.
It's not me on my darkest days. It's a flip side. I'm turning away any love.
I knew what I was going for, and he's just really good at coming right along with me.
Are you talking about the night of the recording itself?
Yeah, the performance itself.
So you're improvising during the live performance.
Yeah, so he
during
had,
the live recording, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would scare the bejesus out of a lot of musicians, right?
Oh, man.
Well, the vulnerability of that comes through on the recording, and that's one
and
of the things
so
that
much
I think people that like to hear us do our thing are attracted to.
Well, and that's so much of what we want to put out. We want to put out that authenticity. And I didn't want to rehearse that song into the ground because it would lose that raw factor. It would lose that authenticity, that honesty of, I just have to get this out and I barely even know what I'm doing with it. One of the lines is, I keep thinking about it.
Na, na, ooh, I keep thinking about everything I ever said that was not quite right. I keep thinking about it.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about it. I keep thinking about it. And you kind of keep going over all everything you've ever done that was wrong or not quite right, or you embarrassed yourself or whatever. And, you know, I get into this place of I'm a horrible person and I don't deserve. And yet here's him who loves me to the depth of my being with every depth of his being. It's unbelievable, but that's what the song is. And without that raw truth, it wouldn't be right.
I wanna be what you need. I wanna see what you mean, but I don't feel anything but bad right now. I wanna be what you need. I wanna see what you mean, but I don't feel anything but bad right now. I keep thinking about.
Darkest Days is the song from According to Lore, the new release from J. and Jenna Thomason, otherwise known as Hot Sauce Universe. I want to get technical. I was lucky enough that you guys let me have an advanced listen to the album, and you had an acoustic and electric going at the same time, and I thought, you know, you had two, you had another plate. No, there's just the two of you.
Yeah.
This whole thing. How do you do that?
That's one of the things that we think is crucial about this project that we have. It's all live looping. So I have a loop pedal on stage, and the loop pedal has one knob on it. I hit a button, and it instantly starts recording whatever I'm playing. As soon as I hit that button, it starts playing back what I just recorded. And then that knob on there is a volume. So when we're playing live and all over on the recording, I will loop something, and then I'll adjust that playback. And then I also have an octave pedal. So I'll step on the octave pedal to simulate a bass sound, and I might loop that. And then I have some distortion and some effects on my acoustic guitar that I can then step on and basically jam with myself when the loop is playing back. And the album was done live. If you listen to Ain't Got the Right.
Ooh, you ain't got the right, you ain't got the right.
So the guitar solo, there's a bass riff that happens that I loop. After the second chorus, I loop a bass riff, and then that playback continues to play back, and Janae jams with the bass. And then I step on my distortion effect for my lead guitar sound, which is where it starts to sound like an electric, even though it's still the same acoustic guitar. And then I improvise my solo over that. And then after that, I go back to the acoustic sound and I play chords along with the bass loop that's playing. And I use my big toe to fade out the bass line on the volume pedal.
Ain't Got the Right is the song we're listening to right now from the new Hot Sauce Universe album, According to Lore. Janae, I want to ask you about that song, the lyrical part of that song. To me, it seems like a lot of the songs you guys have, it's about being real, conviction.
So the concept was you ain't got the right. It's not your place. Here's my life, and you're telling me what I should. There's a lot of different situations that a lot of different people kind of go through women, for example, are going through a lot of somebody else telling us what we can and cannot or should not do with our bodies and so on and so forth. And so it kind of touches on that. Frankly, that first verse is pulled from interactions that I've had with certain family members who, you know, didn't like what I was doing.
When we were writing it, we were with intent for it to be for everyone, like Janae said, whether you're whatever race or color or sexual orientation or gender you are, ain't nobody else got the right to tell you what you should and shouldn't do.
You don't know my life, you don't own my life, yeah. You ain't got the right, you ain't got the right. You don't know my life, you don't own my life, yeah, yeah.
When we talked a couple of years ago, I remember asking you, are you guys thinking about adding people to the band?
What did we say?
Yeah, we're thinking about it, yeah. But there was no commitment yet. I'm guessing the answer right now is no, it's just the two of you.
It seems
to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, man. Thank you. We think it's special with just the two of us, you know, the connection that we have and the way that she plays the drum, and it's just the groove and the connection is just so tight.
You kind of can't beat that.
It's like when you listen to bands like... listen to like the Allman Brothers. Those people like went through hell and back together, and you hear that in the music. We're grateful for all the things that have come to us in our life, but we're married, we got two kids, we run this business of Hot Sauce Universe together, we're best friends. That connection is in the music, and it's definitely something special about that, you know.